Everyone knows the terms waxing and waning, but few could look at a moon and instantly tell which it is. So let's make it easy. The waxing moon is lit up on the right. By contrast, right now we see the waning moon, the moon lit up on its left side. Whenever you see a moon in the blue sky in the morning, like right now, that's always a waning moon. The moon that's low in the southwest this year on Easter morning happens in the exact middle of the waning period and goes by three different names. It's a half moon, it's the last quarter moon, and it's the third quarter moon. Easter, as we explored last week, is one of the few remaining occasions whose date is dictated by the moon. It is always set to happen the Sunday after the first full moon, that is on or after the equinox. Since that determinative full moon landed last Sunday, this year's Easter date had to happen on the half moon, the last quarter. And if you're hearing this Sunday morning and it's clear, go out and have a look, low in the southwest. So happens every half moon sits in the part of the blue daytime sky that is the most strongly polarized, being located at right angles to the sun. This makes Sunday morning's Easter moon hover against a nicely dark blue sky and lets you further darken the background behind the moon by viewing through polarized sunglasses. That will make the Easter half moon really pop out. But my favorite fact about the current last quarter is that it's located directly in front of us in space. We follow behind it, like an obedient puppy. When looking at the moon in the blue day sky on Easter morning, we are seeing the very place in space that we ourselves will occupy 3.5 hours later. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.